Yes? Well, a few. So, nice to see you again, and those who have come new. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo.
From Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 2, Contents of the Gita Summarized, Text 16, Translation Purport by His Divine Grace, Nisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Nasato vidyate bhavo.
Nasato vidyate bhavo.
Na bhavo vidyate sataha.
Na bhavo vidyate sataha.
Ubayorapi drishtanta.
Ubayorapi drishtanta.
Svanayos tattva darshibihi.
Svanayos tattva darshibihi.
Nasato vidyate bhavo.
Nasato vidyate bhavo.
Na bhavo vidyate sataha.
Na bhavo vidyate sataha.
Ubayorapi drishtanta.
Ubayorapi drishtanta.
Svanayos tattva darshibihi.
Svanayos tattva darshibihi.
Nasato vidyate bhavo.
Nasato vidyate bhavo.
Na bhavo vidyate sataha.
Na bhavo vidyate
sataha. Ubayorapi drishtanta.
Ubayorapi drishtanta.
Svanayos tattva darshibihi.
Svanayos tattva darshibihi.
Na. Never. Asataha, of the non-existent. Vidyate, there is. It is Hindi. Bhavaha, endurance. Na, never. Abhavaha, changing quality. Vidyate, there is. Sataha, of the eternal.
Shashvatka,
ubayoho, of the two. Api,
api,
verily. Drishtaha,
drishtaha,
observed.
Dekhaya.
Antaha,
antaha,
conclusion.
Nishkash.
To indeed.
Nitsandeh.
Anayoho,
anayoho,
of them.
Inka.
Tattva,
tattva,
of the truth.
Tattiti.
Darshibihi,
darshibihi,
by the seers.
Bhavishya Drishtadvara.
Those who are seers of the truth have concluded that of the non-existent, the material body, there is no endurance, and of the eternal, the soul, there is no change. This they have concluded by studying the nature of both.
तत्व दर्शन ने यह निष्कर्ष निकाला है कि असत भौतिक शरीर का तो कोई चिर स्थायित्व नहीं है किंतु सत आत्मा अपरिवर्तित रहता है। उन्होंने इन दोनों की प्रकृति के अध्ययन द्वारा यह निष्कर्ष निकाला है।
There is no endurance of the changing body.
परिवर्तन शरीर का कोई अस्तित्व नहीं है।
That the body is changing every moment by the actions and reactions of the different cells is admitted by modern medical science, and thus growth and old age are taking place in the body.
आधुनिक चिकित्सा विज्ञान ने भी यह स्वीकार किया है विभिन्न कोशिकाओं की क्रिया प्रतिक्रिया द्वारा शरीर प्रतिक्षण बदलता रहता है.
But the spirit soul exists permanently, remaining the same despite all changes of the body and the mind.
किंतु शरीर तथा मन में निरंतर परिवर्तन होने पर भी आत्मा स्थायी रहता है.
That is the difference between metta and spirit.
यही पदार्थ तथा आत्मा का अंतर है.
By nature, the body is ever changing and the soul is eternal.
स्वभावतः शरीर नित्य परिवर्तनशील है और आत्मा शाश्वत है.
This conclusion is established by all classes of seers of the truth, both impersonalist and personalist.
तत्व दर्शन में चाहे वे विशेषवादी हों या प्रभुवादी, इस निष्कर्ष की स्थापना की है.
In the Vishnu Purana 2:12:38, it is stated that Vishnu and his abodes are all have self-illuminated spiritual existence. Jyotinsi Vishnu Bhuvanani Vishnu.
विष्णु पुराण में कहा गया है कि विष्णु तथा उनके धाम स्वयं प्रकाश से प्रकाशित हैं. ज्योतिषम विष्णु भूमिनानि विष्णु.
The words existent and non-existent refer only to spirit and matter. That is the version of all seers of truth.
सत तथा असत शब्द आत्मा तथा भौतिक प्रधान के ही द्योतक हैं. सभी तत्वदेशों की यही स्थापना है.
This is the beginning of the instruction by the Lord to the living entities who are bewildered by the influence of ignorance.
यहीं से भगवान द्वारा अज्ञान से मोहग्रस्त जीवों को उपदेश देने का शुभ आरंभ होता है.
Removal of ignorance involves the re-establishment of the eternal relationship between the worshipper and the worshipable, and the consequent understanding of the difference between the part and parcel living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
अज्ञान को हटाने के लिए आराधक और आराधे के बीच पुनः शाश्वत संबंध स्थापित करना होता है और फिर अंश रूप जीवों प्रकाशी भगवान के अंतर को समझना होता है.
One can understand the nature of the Supreme by thorough study of oneself. The difference between oneself and the Supreme Being understood as the relationship between the part and the whole.
कोई भी व्यक्ति आत्मा के अध्ययन द्वारा परमेश्वर के स्वभाव को समझ सकता है. आत्मा तथा परमात्मा का अंतर अंश तथा पूर्ण के अंतर के रूप में है.
In the Vedanta Sutras as well as in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme has been accepted as the origin of all emanations.
Vedanta Sutra tatha Srimad Bhagavat mein Parameshwar ko samast udbhavo prakash ka mool mana gaya hai.
Such emanations are experienced by superior and inferior natural sequences.
Aise udbhavo ka anubhav para tatha apara prakritik karma dwara kiya jata hai.
The living entities belong to the superior nature, as it will be revealed in the 7th chapter.
जीव का संबंध परा प्रकृति में है, जैसा कि सातवें अध्याय से स्पष्ट होगा.
Although there is no difference between the energy and the energetic is accepted as the supreme, and the energy or nature is accepted as the subordinate.
यद्यपि शक्ति तथा शक्तिमान में कोई अंतर नहीं है, किंतु शक्तिमान को परा माना जाता है और शक्ति या प्रकृति को मान.
The living entities therefore are always subordinate to the Supreme Lord, as in the case of the master and the servant, or the teacher and the taught.
अतः सारे जीव उसी तरह परमेश्वर के सदैव अधीन रहते हैं, जिस तरह सेवक स्वामी के या शिष्य गुरु के अधीन रहता है.
Such clear knowledge is impossible to understand under the spell of ignorance.
अज्ञान अवस्था में ऐसे स्पष्ट ज्ञान को समझ पाना असंभव है.
And to drive away such ignorance, the Lord teaches the Bhagavad Gita for the enlightenment of all living entities for all time.
अतः ऐसे अज्ञान को दूर करने के लिए सदा सर्वदा के लिए जीवों को प्रबुद्ध करने हेतु भगवान भगवद गीता का उपदेश देते हैं.
नासतो विद्यते भावो na bhavo vijate sataha ubayorapi drishtontas vanayos tatvadarshivihi. Those who are seers of the truth have concluded that of the non-existent, the material body, there is no endurance, and of the eternal, the soul, there is no change. This they have concluded by studying the nature of both.
तब दर्शन में यह विश्वास निकाला है कि अर्थात भौतिक शरीर का तो कोई चिरस्थायित्व नहीं है किंतु सब आपको अपरिवर्तित रहता है उन्होंने इन दोनों की प्रगति के अध्ययन द्वारा यह विश्वास निकाला है
ओम ज्ञानति बिरन्दस्य जलञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः This is very basic spiritual knowledge. That there is a difference between matter and spirit. Therefore Srila Prabhupada refers to Bhagavad Gita as the ABC, like in school. ABCD. Unless one understands that, you cannot talk or think or speak of spiritual life.
जब तक व्यक्ति इसको समझ नहीं सकता, तब तक वो आध्यात्मिक जीवन की ज्ञान की बात नहीं कर सकता.
Sometimes, yes, people like to talk philosophy.
कई बार लोग philosophy के बारे में बात करना चाहते हैं.
But actually they have not really understood that there is two different natures. And for anybody who has some intelligence, it is also clear that of the two things, that which is non-permanent is less important than that which is permanent.
और जो बुद्धिमान है उनके अनुसार दोनों वस्तुओं में से जो कि शाश्वत नहीं है वो वस्तु का आवश्यक है दूसरी वस्तु से जो कि शाश्वत है
लाइक वन एग्जाम्पल श्री प्रभुपाद गिव्स इज लाइक लेट्स से यू हैव दिस प्लेस हियर एंड यू नो दैट विद इन वन वीक यू विल हैव टू लीव
श्री प्रभुपाद जी एक उदाहरण बताते हैं जैसे कि इस स्थान पे जहां आप बैठे हैं और आपको ये पता लगे कि एक सप्ताह के बाद आपको ये स्थान छोड़ना है
सो विल यू टेक अ लॉट ऑफ एनर्जी एंड स्पेंड मनी एंड टाइम टू मेक इट ब्यूटिफुल
फिर क्या आप इस स्थान को सुंदर बनाने के लिए धन या शक्ति लगाएंगे
चेंज द वॉल पेपर
इसको इसका कागज बनाने के लिए
फॉर एन एक्सपेंसिव कार्पेट इन द फ्लोर
महंगा कार्पेट लगाने के लिए
पेंट एवरीथिंग
सब कुछ पेंट करने के लिए
इफ यू डू दिस एंड समबडी एल्स नोज यू विल ओनली स्टे फॉर वन वीक व्हाट आर यू
डूइंग यदि आप ऐसा करेंगे और किसी को पता लगेगा कि आप केवल एक सप्ताह के रहने वाले हैं तो जगह आप क्या कर रहे हो
डोंट वेस्ट योर टाइम एंड योर एनर्जी एंड योर मनी इन डूइंग समथिंग व्हिच विद इन वन वीक यू हैव टू लीव
आप वो कुछ करने के लिए अपना समय पैसा और शक्ति को बंद लगाइए जो जो समय आपको इस सप्ताह में छोड़ देना है
आई थिंक एवरीबॉडी एग्रीज श्योर
तो आप सब इसको मानते हैं
नो डाउट अबाउट दैट
इसमें कोई शंका नहीं है
बट व्हेन इट कम्स टू आवर ओन लाइफ देन we think differently.
परंतु जब ये हमारे जीवन की बात होती है तो हम दूसरे तरीके से सोचते हैं
Of course, one will argue, no, it's not only one week, it's, you know, who knows, 80 years. I'm young, I still have 50 years in front of me, right? Do you think?
तो वहाँ बता रहे कि जब हमसे जीवन की बात होती है तो सोचते नहीं ये एक हफ्ते की बात नहीं है ये तो बहुत लंबा समय है 80 साल की आयु है मेरी
So therefore, it's worthwhile you know, for another 50 years I can put everything very beautiful. Now we can admit that argument, okay, you can do that, but at the same time you should also think of what will happen when these 50 years are over. It's like having a contract, a renting contract. You know, it's only going to be so many years. Then I have to go somewhere else for sure, because they're going to, let's say, change the whole building and build something else. Only a person with a very short vision will not think of what will I do when we have to get out of here and find some other place. Any intelligent person will make some plan. And of course in that scenario we have described, you have an advantage. You know it's so many years, then we have to go. Now in the case of the material body, which we can compare to an apartment or a house, we don't know how many years we have to live inside. There's no date put, you know, so many years you have, but there's no fixed date. Which is actually a problem. Imagine you make a contract for renting and there's no date. And you say, well, how long? Well, we'll see. Maybe 1 week, maybe 1 month, maybe 10 years, I don't know yet. That's a very uncertain situation, right? Your wife will not be very happy. Or vice versa, if the lady does all the contracting and then suddenly the husband sees, so how long do we can we stay? I don't know. But that is actually our situation. There's nobody in this world who can say for sure that tomorrow I will live. Most of us are convinced, of course, I'm healthy. You know, and there's no war zone, so it's pretty much 90.99999% sure tomorrow we'll be here, everybody of us. At the same time, we also know that amongst our family or friends or people we know, it sometimes, from time to time, happens that somebody disappears. Not always because of old age. There are other causes that will not make this situation permanent, but impermanent.
Or
Here Srila Prabhupada speaks about medical science and growth and old age that take place in the body. And he says that the body is changing every moment. Actions, reactions of different cells. And we don't see. It's imperceptible. Prabhupada gives another example. Now we have some very young boys here. Those who are the parents, they see them every day, they don't really see how they grow. But maybe an aunt or some other relative who see them every so often months, when they see them again, they say, oh, how much you have grown. But mother and father, they don't see that because they see them all the time. Now if you take a very precise measurement, even then you will probably be able to tell every single day, it's a tiny fraction of a millimeter more. So these are actually facts. This is not just a belief. Okay, even according to science, this is taking place, and we all know. So besides this kind of change, as we said, the body may disappear to different causes, not just old age and then death. It may even happen to a very young body. Especially we have diseases and accidents. Some higher force that takes away the bodily existence. But, as it says here, the spirit soul exists permanently, remaining the same despite all changes the body may experience.
पर यहाँ बताया गया है कि इतने सारे जो शरीर के बदलाव हो रहे हैं उसके बाद भी जो आत्मा है वो वैसी ही रहती है.
Therefore, to come back to our initial example, somebody who is intelligent will think about what is more important, this impermanent situation of the body or the permanent situation of the soul.
और हम फिर वापस आते हैं जिसे हम चर्चा कर रहे थे कि जो बुद्धिमान व्यक्ति है वो यह विचार करेगा कि कौन सी वस्तु अधिक आवश्यक है, वह जो कि नाश नहीं होती आत्मा या वह जिसका नाश होता है भौतिक शरीर.
Unfortunately nowadays, especially in this age, Kali, practically all of the humanity is simply concerned with the impermanent.
दुर्भाग्यपूर्ण आज के भौतिक संसार में बहुत सारी चीजें केवल इसी चीज पर विचार की जा रही है जो कि स्थायी नहीं है.
And the ignorance is so strong that there is an idea or a desire to make the impermanent permanent.
और अज्ञान इतनी तरह से बढ़ रहा है कि ये विचार किया जा रहा है कि जो अस्थायी वस्तु है उसको स्थायी जगह बनाया जा सकता है.
Which obviously everybody can understand. It's not possible.
और जो कि सब जानते हैं कि वास्तव में ये संभव नहीं है.
Although it's not possible, we still try. Isn't it? Yes. We want to preserve youth. It's a very strong fight. against time. Time destroys everything. This building, how long is it standing? 50 years or more?
20.
How many repairs have been done?
6-7 times.
6-7 times only. The most important repairs, right? Actually a teenager. Let's say a young person. No, only 20 years old. I mean, and he already had 7 repairs. My God. How old are you?
19.
Huh?
19.
So he's almost like the building. 19 years?
Only the building.
How many repairs do you have? No major repair, right? A repair means you have to go to the hospital, exchange some organ, or, you know, no. You're a little older, no repair so far. And you think, look at me. I'm healthy, wealthy, and wise. No, I don't want to embarrass anybody of the older generation. Asking how many repairs you have had. But we all know what I'm talking about, you know. We know people who had a lot of repairs. And obviously, if one has the means, one is prepared to spend any amount of money, so health will be preserved. Many actually regard health as the most important aspect of life. I can be rich, I may be have a good family, but health, that's very important.
So, हम सोचते हैं कि हमारा शरीर बहुत आवश्यक है, हमारे पास धन है, ठीक है, लेकिन तो शरीर हमारा बहुत ज़्यादा हमारे लिए
आवश्यक. Oh, in other words, even if I have a lot of money, I have fame, or I have power, but if I have no good health, then how can I enjoy these things?
और हम सोचते हैं कि हमारे पास धन है, हमारा नाम है, और बहुत बहुत कुछ है हमारे पास, तो हमारा शरीर ठीक नहीं है, तो मैं इसका आनंद कैसे ले सकता हूँ?
Now let's say, and that's rare, but it's happening, a person can maintain his health into old age.
They
keep very strict diet, exercise, no excess, no alcohol, no smoking, no this, no that. So when they come to 70, 80, they are better in shape than
20-year-old, not him, but others.
But still, this law which is described here, that there is no endurance, this will also happen to the most healthy person.
और जो नियम यहाँ पर बताया गया है कि वो जो कि अच्छे साइज नहीं है उनके साथ भी रहता है जो कि जितने मर्जी अच्छे देखने लगते हैं.
टाइम विल टेक अवे दिस व्हाट वी कॉल हेल्थी स्टेट.
और समय इसको वापस छीन लेगा जिसको हम बोलते हैं कि अच्छा शरीर है.
एंड ऑल्दो वी डोंट लाइक इट एंड वी डोंट वांट इट, इट विल हैपन एनीवे.
हालांकि हम ये चाहते नहीं है और हमें अच्छा नहीं लगता, फिर भी ये होता है.
In the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a description of the personification of old age.
श्रीमद् भागवतम के चौथे स्कंद में शरीर के परिवर्तन के बारे में लिखा गया है.
Old age is described as a lady.
बुढ़े शरीर को एक
Jara. or Kala Kanya, the daughter of time. Now Kala Kanya, she is very beautiful actually, but she is very unhappy because she is looking for her husband.
Kala Kanya jo ki bahut sundar thi lekin bahut dukhi thi, woh ek pati ko dekh rahi thi.
Nobody wants to marry her.
Usse koi shaadi nahi karna chahta.
She is old age personified. So, who wants to marry old age? Any volunteers? No? I do not. So, but anyway, she is very expert, so she, and finally she marries everybody. She marries everybody. And she makes no distinction. She marries women, she marries men. So this is the situation in this material world. So somebody with this tattva-darshibi, who sees things as they are, then one has to take action. Actually, this is like Prabhupada says, this is the beginning of the instructions of the Lord. To get Arjuna, in this case, out of a state of ignorance or illusion, bewilderment, to get him out. And so therefore, here in the second part, the Prabhupada speaks specifically about a relationship that is between the permanent, small permanent, and the supreme permanent. So on one hand, we have understood that the impermanent, well, that's the nature of the material body, and we should not be overly concerned with it. If all our time, all our energy, everything is directed to the, you know, idea of maintaining just the impermanent that cannot be maintained, then we're wasting our time, life. Then actually one can say that one has lived uselessly. In a struggle to maintain and preserve something which is impossible to maintain and preserve. Now, as Krishna will explain, if one establishes the relationship between the permanent, the small permanent, and the supreme permanent, this is the solution to all the problems.
So, Yavan, Srila Prabhupada is telling us that the Vastava Atma and Paramatma ke sambandh ko jaan lete hain, uski sari samasya ko kaam sujhav ho jata hai.
Because as he mentions, the living entities belong to the higher nature.
Hum bata rahe hain ki jo Vastava mein jo ek jeevatma hai, wo kisi uss sar ko believe karta hai.
Actually, they are part and parcel, they are integral part of the Supreme Eternal. And it's only by ignorance that they forget this and identify with this impermanent situation. So, ultimately, therefore, this whole process of bhakti yoga, we talk about Krishna consciousness, is a change of consciousness from the impermanent to the permanent.
और ये जो भक्ति योग है जो कि हम कृष्ण भावना भावित होने की बात करते हैं ये वास्तव में ये समझने की बात है कि हम अपनी चेतना को बदलते हैं जहां हम एक समाप्त होने वाली वस्तु से अपनी अपनी सोच को बदल के समाप्त न होने वाली वस्तु के साथ जुड़ जाते हैं
सो दैट्स एक्चुअली ऑल वी ट्राई टू डू इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस
और ये वास्तव में कि हम कृष्ण भावना में यही कार्य करने का प्रयास करते हैं
As Krishna will explain later on in the 8th chapter, if our consciousness is changed and is fixed on the permanent, then when one leaves the body, he will not go back to the impermanent.
And Srimad Bhagavad Gita ke 8th adhyay mein Bhagavan batate hain ki vastav mein jab iska vichar badal jata hai, ek asat se sat ki taraf, to phir sharir chhodne ke baad wo yahan wapas nahi aata.
Everything will depend on our state of consciousness.
हर चीज इस पर निर्भर रहती है कि वास्तव में हम किस तरह सोच रहे हैं.
Consciousness is permanent, eternal.
जो चेतना है वो हमेशा रहती है.
But it can change.
वो बदल सकती है.
It can be in ignorance and it can be in knowledge.
वो अंधकार में रह सकती है या ज्ञान में रह सकती है.
Even flowers have consciousness. The ants that are walking around and the little dogs and birds, the trees, all have consciousness. But their consciousness is described as restricted or covered.
उनकी जो चेतना है वो कहीं किसी तरह से कम है और बहुत कम स्थिति में रहती है
So living entities in that situation cannot solve the problem of repeated birth and death.
उस परिस्थिति में जीव आत्मा जो है अपने इस जीवन मृत्यु के चक्र के बारे में बहुत भी नहीं सोच सकता.
They will have to wait until they come to the human form of life.
उनको इंतजार करना पड़ता है कि वो कब मनुष्य शरीर तक पहुंचे.
Once they are human beings. Then they can hear this truth.
एक बार वो मनुष्य शरीर में आ जाते हैं तब वह इस सत्य को सुन पाते हैं.
They can receive knowledge from the tattvadarshis, those who are seers of the truth.
और वो तत्वदर्शी हैं जो कि वास्तव में ज्ञानी हैं उनसे ये ज्ञान प्राप्त कर सकते हैं.
And then when they receive this knowledge, they can change their way of life.
और जब वे इस ज्ञान को प्राप्त कर लेते हैं तो अपने जीवन को बदल सकते हैं.
And by changing their consciousness, elevating it even higher than human level, then they can solve the problem of birth and death.
और जब वो अपनी चेतना को बदल कर लेते हैं तो वो इस मनुष्य जीवन से भी ऊपर उठ जाते हैं और अपनी समस्याओं का सुझाव कर सकते हैं.
And the solution is very simple by dovetailing one's individual consciousness with the supreme consciousness.
और इसका जो है बहुत आसान हो जाता है कि जो आत्मा है उसको परम भगवान से जुड़ रहा है.
एंड द एसेंशियल रिलेशनशिप इज एक्सप्लेन्ड हियर दैट दे आर ऑलवेज सबऑर्डिनेट दैट्स द आइडिया वी आर वर्शिपर्स एंड देयर इज अ वर्शिप सबमिट
और जैसा कि यहाँ पर बताया गया है कि वो शक्ति और शक्तिमान है जो कि हम जिनको हम जिनकी भक्ति करें एक वो जिनकी जो हम भक्ति करें एक वो और दूसरा वो जिनकी भक्ति की जा रही है.
The living entity is always subordinate to the supreme lord as in the case of the master and the servant.
और जो जीवात्मा है वो हमेशा भगवान से नीचे स्तर पे है जैसे कि एक मालिक और नौकर.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was questioned by Sanatan Goswami about the nature of the self.
Sanatan Goswami ne Chaitanya Mahaprabhu se prashn kiya is atma ki pravritti ke bare mein.
Then the answer was jivair swarup hoy krishner nityadas. The real self swarup of the living entity is to be an eternal servant of Krishna.
Uska uttar tha jivair swarup hoy krishner nityadas. Iska arth hai ki jo jivatma hai wo hamesha भगवान कृष्ण की दात है.
And as soon as one begins to act in that capacity, one actually is free from the influence of the three modes of material nature.
और जब व्यक्ति यह सुनकर इस पर कार्य कर लेता है तो वास्तव में वो प्रकृति के तीन गुणों से पार हो जाता है.
And even though living in the material world, within the material body, such a person is considered a jivan mukta, a liberated soul.
और इस धरातल पर रहते हुए भौतिक शरीर में रहते हुए भी वह व्यक्ति जो है इन सब चीजों से मुक्त माना जाता है.
Because he identifies with the permanent.
और क्योंकि वो अपने आप को परमानंद के साथ देख लेता है.
And is not disturbed by the changes that will take place in the impermanent.
और वो भी जो अस्थाई में बदलती हुई वस्तुओं को देखता है तो उससे वो चिंतित नहीं होता.
Such a person will not become desperate by seeing old age coming.
तो वो इस बुढ़ापे को आकर देखकर चिंतित नहीं होता.
And many people in the material world, yes, they become very disturbed when youth goes away.
और इस भौतिक समाज में देखते हम लोग कि कई लोग देखते हैं कि जवानी चली गई है तो बहुत चिंतित होते हैं.
Especially if they have been famous because of youthful beauty.
और खासकर तब जबकि वो अपने सौंदर्य के बारे में मशहूर होते हैं.
And then time takes it away.
और वो मतलब सौंदर्य जिसके बारे में उनका नाम होता है वो समय उसको वापिस ले जाता है.
And one will become depressed.
और वो फिर चिंतित हो जाते हैं.
That's very unfortunate because actually the spirit soul has nothing to do with it.
ये बड़ी चिंता का विषय है क्योंकि आत्मा इससे कोई लेन देन नहीं है.
So it's ignorance.
ये अंधकार है.
We are in misery because of our own ignorance.
हम चिंता में हैं क्योंकि हम थोड़े अंधेरे में हैं.
So therefore, tamasima jyotirgama, don't stay in darkness and ignorance. Go to the light.
और यहाँ बताया शुरू से अगर बताया कि आप अंधकार से बाहर निकलिए रोशनी पर जाइए.
So Krishna gives here the first step. This is the situation. So we have to understand this.
So Bhagavan Krishna, पहला चरण बताने की वास्तविक स्थिति क्या है हमें इसको समझना होगा.
And as you will see, he spends a lot of verses saying the same thing in this way or that way. You know, the soul is eternal, the body not, but you are not the body.
और हमारे बताए कि आगे आने वाले श्लोकों में यही चीज बार बार कई तरीकों से प्रस्तुत की जा रही है कि जो आत्मा है वो स्थायी है और शरीर अस्थायी नहीं है और आप आत्मा है शरीर नहीं.
And so many times, I mean, I see this word here, 1, 2, 3 times, shochitam, lament, lament, don't lament, don't lament, don't lament, don't lament, don't lament, don't lament.
आगे आने वाले कई श्लोकों में सब ज्यादा सोचिता मतलब आप चिंता मत हो दुखी मत हो दुखी मत हो.
Still we lament.
फिर भी दुखी होते हैं.
We take the mirror.
हम शीशा लेते हैं.
And you see.
और देखते हैं ये क्या हो रहा है और फिर दुखी होते हैं.
One more wrinkle. Oh, get the latest cream, right?
New cream is out.
I saw in a magazine. New cream from France.
France new cream.
You put on at night.
After midnight.
Wrinkle goes away. And you look 20 years younger. No. You know it's not true. And it will never happen. No matter how expensive the cream is. Creams are very expensive. Small pot, 200 euros. That's what, 14,000
euros.
You are prepared? Yeah, you would be prepared to pay 14,000 rupees if this little pot really gives you use, right? If you have the money, you even pay 140,000 euros to get use.
For
any lady will say, no, I don't pay this. Raise your hand. Great, but you are already too old. All the young ones didn't raise their hands.
Why are you worrying about the food?
Why? Why? Because, you know, we are in ignorance.
Yeah,
we are in ignorance. We want to maintain youthful appearance, although it is not possible.
अंधकार की स्थिति में अज्ञान की स्थिति में हम ये चाहते हैं कि हम अपने जवानों को बना के रखें जो कि वास्तव में संभव नहीं है.
Now actually the reason for this desire is not strange. It's not, you know, I will explain.
हमारे बताएं कि जो ये सोच है उसका कारण क्या है.
Why this desire? Because by nature the soul is youthful.
उसका कारण क्या है? क्योंकि जो आत्मा है वो सदैव युवा रहती है.
Krishna is always youthful.
भगवान कृष्ण हमेशा युवा रहते हैं.
आद्यम पुराणा नव यौवनश्च ब्रह्म संहिता says. He is the oldest Puranam, but he is नव यौवनम, always fresh youth.
ब्रह्म संहिता में बताया गया कि वो सबसे पुराने हैं लेकिन हर समय सबसे युवा दिखते हैं.
So that's what we want. We are part of the parcel of Krishna.
तो हम भगवान के अंश हैं इसलिए हम वो चाहते हैं.
And you can have it.
आप वैसे रह सकते हैं.
If you go back home, back to Godhead, take a spiritual body, this will be navayovanamsha, always youthful.
ऐसा हो सकता है कब जबकि आप भगवान के धाम चले जाए जहाँ की आपको शरीर मिलेगा जो कि हमेशा युवक रहेगा.
And it's free of charge, no cream necessary.
और ये जो कि है बिल्कुल फ्री है, इसमें कोई खर्चा नहीं.
Good news,
isn't it?
Just you have to have, you know, give a little, do something in this life. You have to become detached from the material life.
इस जीवन में आपको थोड़ा सा कुछ करना होगा. इस भौतिक संसार से थोड़ा सा दूर रहना होगा.
So although this may be seeming very difficult, very impossible, it's not. You just continue chanting Hare Krishna, taking prasadam. Everything is possible.
हालांकि देखने में थोड़ा सा मुश्किल लगता है, असंभव लगता है. लेकिन ये मुश्किल या संभव नहीं है. आप केवल भगवान के नाम का जप करिए और प्रसाद दीजिए, ये सब संभव हो जाएगा.
एंड कंटिन्यू टू हियर फ्रॉम कृष्णा भगवद गीता, देन यू नो योर कॉन्शियसनेस बिकम्स एलिवेटेड.
और भगवान कृष्ण के द्वारा हुआ जो आप बताएं कि भगवद गीता के उपदेश सुनिए, जैसे कि आपकी चेतना बड़ी उचित स्तर पर पहुंचेगी.
थैंक यू फॉर योर पेशेंस.
धन्यवाद.
डिस्पाइट माय इंसल्ट्स
आपके बारे में पहले की बात भी आप धन्यवाद.
सो देयर इज एनी कमेंट
आपका कोई
और क्वेश्चन
प्रश्न है या तो कोई टिप्पणी है.
सम आर्ग्यूमेंट फ्रॉम मटेरियलिस्ट हु डोंट एग्री.
कुछ ऐसे लोग जो कि इस पर उनको मानते नहीं है. कोई प्रश्न?
They are convinced. Good.
Maharaj bata rahe hain to log kya apman le.
Yes.
He is saying that we are hearing that we are soul, but how we can experience it? How we can realize it?
Well, actually, Krishna, he will speak later on in Bhagavad Gita 9.2. He will speak about this.
भगवान नौवे अध्याय के दूसरे श्लोक में इसके बारे में बताएंगे.
He will say, Rajavidya Rajaguyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Pradyakshavagamam Dharmyam Susukam Kartum Avyayam. This knowledge is the king of education.
तो भगवत गीता के नौवे अध्याय के दूसरे श्लोक में भगवान बता रहे हैं. महाराज श्लोक राज विद्या राज विद्यम पवित्रम पवित्रम उत्तम यह ज्ञान सभी विद्याओं का राजा है.
द मोस्ट सीक्रेट ऑफ ऑल सीक्रेट
जो समस्त रहस्यों में सर्वाधिक गोपनीय है.
इट्स द प्योरेस्ट नॉलेज
यह परम शुद्ध है.
एंड नाउ कम्स द आंसर टू योर क्वेश्चन. एंड बिकॉज इट गिव्स डायरेक्ट परसेप्शन ऑफ द सेल्फ बाय रियलाइजेशन.
अब इस प्रश्न का उत्तर आएगा. और चूंकि यह आत्मा की प्रत्यक्ष अनुभूति कराने वाला है.
प्रत्यक्ष अवगमम डायरेक्ट एक्सपीरियंस
सीधा प्रत्यक्ष अनुभूति.
देयरफॉर इज द perfection of religion.
It
is everlasting and it is joyfully performed. So actually it's a matter of experience. One actually will experience in your own self the truth of being spirit and not matter.
और यह वास्तव में प्रवेश अनुभूति करने वाली है कि हमें ये अनुभव करना होगा कि वास्तव में हम शरीर नहीं है आत्मा है.
Now in the beginning, this may not be immediately possible, but at least you can understand that you're not the body.
शुरुआती स्थिति में ये कई बार उतना आसान नहीं है, आसान या संभव नहीं है. कम से कम आप ये समझें कि आप ये शरीर नहीं है.
Here we, in this verse, it is said they have concluded this truth by studying the nature of both. Like sometimes people ask, especially in the West, about this changing bodies, transmigration of the soul, right?
और कई बार पाश्चात्य देशों में लोग ये प्रश्न पूछते हैं शरीर के संयोजन के बारे में और आत्मा के बारे में.
And they will say, for example, that you cannot see the soul, so how do you know that it first of all exists and then that it's changing bodies and takes another body? We don't know.
वो ये कहते हैं कि आपने आत्मा को देखा नहीं है, आप कैसे जानते हैं कि शरीर बदला वाला है? आप ही कैसे जानते हैं कि आत्मा एक शरीर से जाएंगे दूसरे शरीर में जाएंगे? हमें तो पता नहीं है.
Now Srila Prabhupada, this verse, Tehino Sminyatarehe, everybody knows, I think, he gave so many lectures about this verse, you cannot, I mean, not that you cannot count, but very many, quite a few.
Srila Prabhupada ji, Srila Prabhupada ji, Shalom ke upar bhaji, iske rahega tehra shalom hai, Tehino Sminyatarehe, Srila Prabhupada ji, Shalom ke upar bhaar sahe,
and then when he speaks about this verse, he says, so what is the difficulty to understand this? I mean, this is the first example, analogy Krishna gives in Bhagavad Gita, and he gives many others also. So he gives an example from everyday experience. Everybody can see this every day. Those of us who are a little older, we can look back and remember that we had boyhood, youth, adult, now we're getting old. We can see.
जो कि आज भूले गए वो पीछे जाकर देख सकते हैं. उनका युवा का अगर बने कि उनकी वो कभी क्या स्थिति थी आज वो भूले हुए हैं.
We probably have even a photo album.
हमारे पास अपने फोटो की एल्बम होगी.
If memory becomes a little not so clear, so you, oh yes, I remember, here I am a small boy, you know, 50 years ago.
जो हमारी आवाज उनकी अच्छी नहीं है तो पीछे जाकर देख सकते हैं कि हाँ आज हम 50 साल के बाद पहले जाते हैं.
And you may even remember, I did this, I did that, I
remember.
So then who is this I? Because the body obviously is not anymore there. It's gone. Even later, let's say there you see the body 10 years old, now you go to 20 years old, you are 60, 70. Oh, I remember, I got married. Then 30 years, I did this, 40 years, I did, you can see your whole, you know, look back and see every stage, but all these bodies are not anymore there. But you are there. So then what is this? Who is that who remembers? So therefore Krishna says, Everybody can understand that. I don't think that's very difficult. We can all understand that. So this, in the same way, he says, one gets another body at the time of death.
So Bhagavan is telling us that we are seeing this picture. We are all seeing this picture. When we see this, then we cannot see that the soul is going to another body.
In Sanskrit, the word uses yatha tatha. Yatha means as it is, this tatha dehantara prapti. In the same way as you were changing from boy to youth to adult and then old man, tatha, the same way you get another body. So it's exactly the same mechanism.
Except
what's the difficulty to understand? Therefore, but that means dhira sattva namuyati. A sober person, he will not be bewildered by this kind of changes. So this is like a negative understanding of the presence of the soul, we could say. You know, we don't see the soul, but we can appreciate that there is something, whatever you may call it, but I'm not the body. And then, now we are three verses later, today's verse actually. And as we said, then Krishna will explain in all the other verses how, you know, the body dies but this does not die, or this happens, and he tries to somehow or other make clear that the living entity is different from that which is changing, which is the body. So today's verse, the word was sata, of the eternal. And in parentheses here there is the soul. Krishna doesn't use the word soul in the verse. He uses the word eternal. So he says that of the non-eternal there is no endurance, and the eternal there is no change. Anyway, and then if you practice chanting Hare Krishna, taking prasadam, you can also perceive pradyaksham bhagamam, perceive the existence of the soul. That requires practice. These eyes are not very qualified to see spirit. That you have to purify your inner eye, so to speak. So words can only go that far, and then the inconceivable has to be experienced. So by spiritual practice, you will get the qualification of seeing, you know, spiritual things.
Okay.
Anything else? All
the best, thank you.
So, you say, what next?
Kirtan.
All right. So you all know the Maha Mantra, I'm sure, no? They're all very experienced.
Maha Mantra Mantra.
So we can chant some simple melody, I think, so everybody can participate. So thank you very much again for being so attentive. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Grantharaj Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Gaura Bhaktivrinda ki jai. Hare Krishna.